This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Stay with the topic of food and move over to Paula Mack.
Yeah.
And actually, the healthy option. I hope you've turned that fire alarm off before you light your wee stove.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Remind us what you're cooking there, Paul.
It's just spicy. It's a spicy lentil stew with potatoes and aubergines, and then we've got a smoky yoghurt as well. So the thing about lentils is I'm using these green lentils, funny, as well. You can use pui lentils. These are a wee bit bigger. So just like a nice sort of like that, so you can get
big grey rice grain.
Yeah, that's it. And the thing about a lentil, if you boil a lentil up, obviously it's going to taste like nothing. So it's what you put into it. Same as pasta. If you boil boiled pasta, it doesn't taste of anything. So it's all those things. So what I've done here is the first thing I've done. I've had this on for a wee while. It's onion, green chilli, lemongrass, and ginger. And the thing about it is, it's just to cook that down really gently. And I didn't put an awful lot of oil in it, so
Are we getting better at using the likes of lemongrass here? Because it's still kind of a new novel thing in Northern Ireland.
Sort of. It's been around for a while,
Like my mum and dad, for example, you know, meat and two veg, lemongrass. I don't even know if they know what that
champ
was.
Yeah. I think the thing about it is lemongrass and this here, just you don't have to put it in, but just it gives it a nice fragrance. I love it too, and it works well with the ginger as well. Plus ginger and ginger's great for your stomach, you know, and it's great for. So I try and put ginger into as much stuff as possible. And I think, you know,
rum.
So into, you know, my chocolate. Chocolate and ginger is beautiful together. So just, and they've got onion in here. These are all good things. And apart from a good, they'll bring a lot of flavour to it. So once you've cooked that down, so these have been cooking down for about 15 minutes now. Add a couple of spices, so turmeric, which apparently is absolutely amazing for you, and I got you can get actually fresh turmeric now, and just grate it in. Just watch your hands, put some gloves on because it looks like you've smoked 50 cigarettes, you know, so because they really do stain and it is practically impossible to get off. And then the other one is garam masala, and I always have that in my cupboard. So then, you know, when those spices sort of hit the nice warm oil and the onions, you get that lovely smell.
You're just shaking them in there, and
just shake. Yeah, a teaspoonful of each. But do you know, it's whatever you think, and they're all good. Like I think turmeric's a great cleanser. So I think at this time of year, after you've had a bit of excess,
a cleanser.
Yes, you know, just it's good for you. Good for your guts, apparently. And then just after that, there. I put in a load of things. Just a few. See, that's your first layer of flavour. And then
there's a real waft of aromas there.
That's it. And that's, you know,
spicy.
That's, and there's nothing
heat.
Bad in that. No. That's all good. Jill would approve.
Absolutely.
You say, yeah. So mm-hmm. It's not often I can.
Clear your senses, though.
Yes.
A good sniff of that. There's a real smoky,
lovely
spice and heat.
Exactly, Vinny. And it's we go out and we spend a fortune on a curry. This is going to be better for you, and it's going to be equally as tasty. So I put in some of the lentils, just give them a rinse. Some passata. Actually, in this here, it's not in the recipe, but a couple of tomatoes in the fridge, you know, as you say, leftover. Yep. So just chop them up, put it in.
Leftover tomatoes.
A couple
of leftover selection boxes.
Yeah, a couple of leftover quality streets there. And then a couple of spuds, just cut them up and put that in. Some stock, and then just let that simmer away. And that just all cooks down. So it's just, you know, it just looks like it's just a stew, you know, and that's a nice curry sort of spices and everything. And then leave that about 25 minutes. Now, I made this yesterday, so it's going to taste, you know, it's like a meat stew as well. And then the spuds, make it the day before.
Does it taste better if you
I think it tastes better. You know, if you make a brown beef stew or ragu, it always tastes better. Mm. Soup always tastes better the next day. That's that bit. So that's nice. So that's about 25 minutes. You know what I would say if you're going to do something like this too? Do a load of it, you know, and then put it in. This freezes really well. And it's also, if you take the spuds out, it's actually quite nice cold. And then what I would do is have some beetroot with it. Or
what about the aubergine then? Because I like the idea of aubergine, but sometimes when I cook it, it's like leather.
I think the problem with aubergine that puts people, I think a lot of, you go out to a restaurant and they don't cook it properly. You know, it's undercooked. So it's got that horrible sort of tangy.
Like a weird, chewy, soggy.
Yeah,
leather.
And then the texture's horrible. It's like trying to chew a loofah sometimes when you're out. You
never
know,
tried,
so,
but fair
so,
enough.
So, I sort of think the key with aubergines is to just slice them nice and thin, a really, really hot pan, and then just brush them very lightly with oil. You know, you see people frying them, and all they're doing, like a loofah, they're soaking everything up. So if you sort of shock them, give them a bit of a brush. They're brilliant on the barbecue, but look at that. You get that nice golden colour there. Aubergines should be, when it's finished cooking, should be nice and golden like that. Shouldn't be grey.
You cut them, as you said, very
really
thin.
As thin as you can, and then not an awful lot of oil, and then just onto a very, very hot heat.
Right, I'm hungry now. Right, I'm ready.
Right, and then what's that?
That's half a paper plate there for you.
I see that.
Did you burn that?
I did. It's just I'm so hot, Finny. You know, it just melted. right, so got there. And then this smoky yoghurt, and that's just a wee bit of nice local yoghurt with some smoked paprika and some, I've got a wee bit of, I'll just take you some of this aubergine here now, and a wee bit of smoked salt that I had.
You're so coarse.
I know.
Smoked salt.
I'm obsessed with salt.
It's
so
absolutely, the smell is amazing, and you got all those different golden colours and some shock of green in there, and then of course the yogurt over the top. This isn't going to burn my mouth, is it?
I don't think so. Not. Should be okay. Yeah. Well, the yogurt will cool everything down.
It's really, really nice. It's like it's funny because there's no meat in it, but it's you don't miss the meat.
No.
There's a real smoky, flavoursome taste, and all the different textures of the beans and the lentils.
I think the thing about vegetarian food, if you are going to eat vegetarian, it has to be a bit different textures. Because if you just have a big, you know, I've got friends that are vegetarian. When we go out to a restaurant, it's a big plate of risotto, which is just, it's fine in Italy, but here when it's not made properly, and it's just a big plump of risotto. And you want different textures and you want different flavours. And it's take a wee bit of time and layer everything up. So the aubergine's got a different texture to the lentil, and it's got a different texture to the spuds. And hopefully the smoky yoghurt will tie it all in.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.